across the nation to address that. That's the way that Kirkwood's done it in the past. So that's the way, if they wanted to build still on this property, they could still do that as a single building. I guess I don't get one part of your question. However, the if it's subdivided, that's when they will lay out the setbacks, and
that was more my question. If it doesn't get to being able to be subdivided for whatever reason, then they could still build one house, and it would be set with the most restrictive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Dan, I'm with you on most of it. I think Sugar Creek is great, and in fact, I think it's a fantastic place to live, and I think it's a great thing that we have. But I do think that this doesn't substantially change anything in with regards to the look or feel of Sugar Creek, and I do not see it as a slippery slope at all. Thank you.
Very good. Jim?
I've voted to deny this because if there's any sacred ground left in Kirkwood, it's Sugar Creek Valley. And, it really boils down to a difference between one McMansion or two McMansions. That doesn't seem like much, I know. My fellow commissioners have explained that is a matter of inches, so to speak. But to me, there's a big difference between one house and two houses. And I think two houses really will impact greatly the character of that part of Kirkwood. And that's why I'm voting to deny it and presented my report. And it's fine to disagree. We're not disagreeable. We're just disagreeing. I have great respect for all of my commissioners here. So I think the fair way to do this is to have all nine commissioners weigh in on this and have a vote rather than just have a couple of people on the subcommittee try to influence this. So that's my logic.
Very good. Greg?
I heard a couple things that I think I'd like staff to clear up. One is, it's my understanding that we're just talking about 1837 Bach and not rezoning anything other than that. Is that correct?
That's a portion of 1837 Bach, correct.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. And then I heard variances used, and we're not dealing with any variances, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Matt? Oh. I'm sorry. Greg, are you?
I'm finished.
All right, very good. Matt?
You know, you got the two little slices of pizza there, and if you look at all of the, on the map and look at the R1, that little smaller slice of pizza will fix up into it. I think that the spirit of the zoning is to maintain the character of that spot. I'm not real happy with that. That's one point. I think very few, one person, Mr. Ryan mentioned the comprehensive plan, which also deals with the why we have R1 zoning in that area and what we foresee for that neighborhood. So although we're really close on this one, you know, we're 2/100ths of an acre away, which is, I think I put it up on my phone, it's like 837 square feet or something. You know, it's not 400, it's a little bit bigger. It's the size of this, the footprint of this room. You know, and if I owned this property, I'd be unhappy if I couldn't rezone it. But I don't think it's about happiness. I think it's about what we've decided to do as a community. And so I'm glad to hear a comprehensive plan mentioned. Where's Mr. Ryan? But anyway, that's it. Thank you.
David?
I would concur with Jim on this, and I think water runoff in Kirkwood has been out of control for a very, very, very long time, and this is something that's not going to make water runoff any better, and the lack of impervious surfaces in Kirkwood remains to be a major, major problem. And I cannot support it.
All right. Kathy?
I appreciate what both Dan and James have said. I appreciate what both Daniel and James have said. You know, it's not just R1. It's both R1 and R3 now. It abuts two. And so in a way, doing that as an R2 instead of an R3 really gives greater restrictions. You know, there's more things that have to be accounted for in R2. I think it helps preserve. And, you know, we everybody says, well, no matter what, it has to stay as it is. It's not going to stay as it is. As, you know, you said in the beginning, Alan, it's going to be sold. And so something will be built. And where it's going to be built will be, it's going to be one, it's going to be two. But it can be built anywhere, and it's not going to remain the same. Trees will come down. There will be a road going to Bach. All of those things are going to happen. It's just how it's going to be constructed. And right now it is going to be one lot, and it's still going to be one lot. So we know that something will happen. It is not going to remain the same. And I believe that what the petitioner is requesting is reasonable.
Okay, very good. I'm about to call for a vote, but what I want to make clear is that the Planning and Zoning Commission is a recommending body, and our recommendation goes to City Council, and City Council will have the final vote in this matter. So I will now call for a vote to approve PZ 28-18 rezone R1 to R2 1837 Bach Avenue. All in favor, raise your right hand.
To approve
the
rezoning.
This is to approve
the
rezoning.
This is in the affirmative, right.
All right. One, two, three, four, five. Five in favor. Opposed? One, two, three, four. So the motion is approved. I will now call for a vote to approve the subcommittee report. And since we have approved the motion, I'm going to suggest that we approve the subcommittee report as it was prepared by Commissioner Stauder. Do I have a motion to approve Commissioner Stauder's subcommittee report?
So move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, raise your right hand. One, two, three, four, five. Five in favor, opposed? One, is that a two, three, four. Four opposed. So the subcommittee report is approved. Thank you very much, everyone.
I would have lost a lot of money in Vegas.
I'm shocked, actually.
I know. I was going to ask for continuance, but I didn't know how.
We still need to adjourn the meeting.
That would have made a difference anyway.
Are we going to adjourn the meeting?
No, we are not adjourned.
Okay.
No, that's all right. I'm there, Jim.
Yeah. Alan, need to...
Of what?
Adjacent to what?
We're not done with the meeting.
No, we're not. We're not.
I wasn't ready.
Yeah, no. No.
I didn't hear that. Do we, I didn't hear that. We don't have any internal items, do we?
All right. Pick what I can't.
I'm going to make a motion.
Mine says two.
Is there?
Go ahead. To adjourn.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor of adjourning,
still
raise your right hand.
We're still in the meeting.
Unanimous.
Hey, where's your gavel?
There you go.